In the fall of 2008, as natural gas rig counts soared to about 1,600 across the U.S., the price of natural gas was also high, about $15 per million BTUs, according to Ann Driggers, Garfield County Finance Director. More than 70 rigs were operating in Garfield County that same year. Gas drilling peaked in 2012, and there's been a 20% drop in the past 4 years. In July, natural gas prices were a little less than $3 per million BTUs. At the Garfield County Energy Advisory Board meeting earlier this month, Driggers said that in some ways, lower natural gas prices can boost the economy.
When you speak to an economist about what happens when prices drop, then usually encourages people to purchase more, or they have, you know, greater disposable income in terms of consumers. You know, if your natural gas bill is not so high, then you have more in your pocket to buy other things.
But there are some areas that have experienced pain, as she put it. Garfield County is one of those areas, mainly because the county is a net energy exporter rather than an importer. That means if the county is producing less gas, it loses money. And this has had different kinds of impacts on the local economy.
You know, we've lost jobs, both direct and indirect. The direct jobs, those that are actually working in the industry, and the indirect, you know, the secondary impacts, you know, people who did have jobs in the industry, had good paying jobs, and they would buy vehicles and so forth. And so that's all dropped off. The capital investment has dropped off, and the work for local suppliers and energy supporters has also dropped off.
The number of jobs in Garfield County peaked in 2007 at an estimated 37,000. 2 years later, the county had lost about 6,000 of those jobs. In 2010, the county began to recover, and by 2014, there were 34,000 jobs. Not all of this had to do with the loss of natural gas operations, but the mining sector, which includes natural gas drilling, has not recovered.
The amount of jobs in mining has dropped to 12%. And regional service and tourism are the biggest sectors in Garfield County.
But probably the biggest hit to the county's finances has come from a decrease in property tax revenues. Driggers said that 80% of the county's revenues come from property tax, and that the assessed value of the county, which is the value of all property in the county, has increased or decreased depending upon natural gas operations, which provides the lion's share of property tax revenue.
A portion of that is personal property, which is the actual physical plant, site, equipment. The remainder of it is a valuation of the production. So when oil and gas is produced out of the ground, then sold, it basically has a value assessed on it, and that is what the property tax is applied to for the county.
Essentially, if production falls, the valuation falls. For example, in 2010, industry provided $71 million to county coffers. But over the past 6 years, industry's valuations have been on a downward trend, following the drop in production and gas prices. In 2013, industry provided about $53 million to the county, and in 2016, that figure dropped to $47 million. In 2017, industry is expected to contribute only $30 million. Driggers predicts a $16 million property tax revenue shortfall for 2017, which means the county's budget will be about $20 million less than 2016. She added that the county has a good reserve for some capital improvement projects, but road and bridge expenditures will be cut. The Garfield County Library District will also see about a 30% budget cut next year. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.